You're listening to SBS News.
Josh Frydenberg says the Australian spirit has remained strong during the months of coronavirus pandemic. Delivering his budget speech, the Treasurer said the last months have shown Team Australia at its best.
Australia is coming back.
Yeah.
In the face of a once-in-a-century pandemic, the Australian spirit has shone through.
Yeah.
Doctors and nurses on the front line, teachers and students in the virtual classroom, businesses big and small, keeping the economy moving. Team Australia at its best, a nation to be proud of.
Yeah.
Mr. Speaker, we have come so far since the height of the pandemic.
The government has found itself doing better than it expected, enabling Mr. Frydenberg to deliver a budget that was more positive than many predicted. He says Treasury feared unemployment could reach 15% and the economy could contract by more than 20%, which would have meant 2 million Australians unemployed. But those fears were unfounded.
Ahead of any major advanced economy, Australia has seen employment go above its pre-pandemic levels.
Yeah.
At 5.6%, unemployment today is lower than when we came to government. This is remarkable because Australia's fate could have been so much worse. The United Kingdom, France and Italy have all contracted by more than 8%. Japan and Canada by around 5%. Australia, just 2.5%.
A key goal of the spending is to reduce Australia's current unemployment rate of 5.6% to below 5%. He's pointed out that the Morrison government has already provided $291 billion in direct economic support to keep businesses afloat and Australians in jobs. JobKeeper kept 3.8 million people in their job, while JobSeeker helped 1.5 million people without work. The budget now promises tax relief to more than 10 million Australians.
Low and middle income earners will receive up to $1,080 for individuals or $2,160 for couples. More of their money in their pockets to spend across the economy, creating jobs.
The government's vaccine rollout has come in for criticism, and so money's being released for that, along with more funding for testing, tracing, respiratory clinics and telehealth.
Mr. Speaker, our first priority is to keep Australians safe from COVID. In this budget, a further $1.9 billion is allocated for the rollout of vaccines.
Yeah.
Australians have already received over 2.5 million doses.
The budget is also addressing housing. There are more new houses being built than at any time in the last 20 years. The government claims much of that success is due to their home builder scheme. Mr. Frydenberg says their latest measures go even further.
Mr. Speaker, in this budget, our housing measures go even further, helping another 10,000 first home buyers build a new home with a 5% deposit. Supporting 10,000 single parents to purchase a home with as low as a 2% deposit.
Yeah.
Increasing the amount that can be released under the First Home Super Saver Scheme from $30,000 to $50,000.
Not everything in the budget was a big ticket item. Mr. Frydenberg says the government knows that small businesses are the engine room of Australia's economy. There was provision for a variety of different sectors that struggled during the pandemic.
Mr. Speaker, we know that some sectors and regions across the country continue to do it tough. That is why this budget provides a further $2.1 billion in targeted support for aviation, tourism, the arts and international education providers.
SBS has been provided with an additional $29 million over 3 years for language services, with a third of that allocated for this year. There are no measures relating to the ABC in the budget. The budget plans to support more than 450,000 new training places to upskill job seekers and young people. $2.7 billion will go towards creating more than 170,000 new apprenticeships and traineeships. And as was expected, there was an emphasis on women.
We will help more women break into non-traditional trades with training support for 5,000 places. And we'll provide 2,700 places in Indigenous girls' academies to help them finish school and enter the workforce.
Yeah.
And more STEM scholarships for women in partnership with industry.
More than $1 billion has also been earmarked for women's safety, delivering more emergency accommodation, more legal assistance, more counselling, and more financial support.
One in four women experience violence from a current or a former partner. This must stop, and we must do all we can to end all forms of violence against women and children.
And the report from the Royal Commission into Aged Care Quality and Safety also prompted some significant funding for the aged care sector.
Tonight, we commit $17.7 billion in targeted and practical new funding to significantly improve the system. We will fund another 80,000 new home care packages, bringing the total to 275,000 home care packages that will be available.
The extra funding for childcare, for mental health, for veteran services and education will also be welcomed. However, there were some parts of the budget that may not please everyone. The government plans to tap into Australia's vast gas reserves in the North Bowen and Galilee basins and invest in hydrogen-ready gas plants. And there's no increase in the number of migrants allowed into the country, which will be maintained at 160,000 places. That's 79,600 skilled and 77,300 family stream places. That's the same level as last year, as is the number of places on the humanitarian programme, with 13,750 places. The Treasurer finished on a positive note.
Mr. Speaker, the jobs are coming back. The economy is coming back. Australia is coming back. And this budget will ensure we come back even stronger and ensure that we secure Australia's economic recovery. I commend the budget to the House.
Alan Lee, SBS News.